Dr. Peter Johnson, dictating office note on Carl Wagner. Date of birth 05/28/1938. Date of service 01/23/2013. Period. Mr. Wagner presents today with the history of leg cramps, period. He was sent from urgent care, period. He has a 15-year history of leg cramps, which initially started when he was taking Lipitor, period. He's been off the statins since, but he has intractable cramps on both the thighs and the calf, and bilaterally on an irregular basis, period. They were controlled quinine, but that's not available at this time, period. He said worked up with ultrasound studies and blood work, and he's recently completed a series of body and bone scans for new diagnosis of cancer in the prostate, period. New paragraph, past histories, positive for repair of tympanic membrane, knee surgery, rotator cuff surgery, period. He is allergic to statins, it's noted. He also has osteoarthritis of the spine, period. He's a non-smoker, and he's getting his medical records forwarded to us, period. He's married and lives with his wife and retired, period. Functional inquiry is negative for fever, chills, weight loss, and night sweats, period. He denies visual changes. He has no change in taste or smell, period. He has no shortness of breath, coughing, or wheezing, period. He has no chest pain, palpitations, or congestion, period. He denies nausea, vomiting, constipation, period. He denies urgency, or nocturia, period. He has back pain and stiffness, period. He denies skin rashes. And he denies insomnia, except as associated with the leg cramps, period. The paragraph. Physical examination of the lower extremities shows normal hair pattern of the legs, muscle bulk is normal, range of motion is normal, and the neurovascular exam is normal, period. Assessment sleep-associated leg cramps, and pulsatilizine, 30 milligrams at bedtime, period. Best evidence review was printed off and given to him concerning this matter, and the copy is enclosed in the chart, period. The paragraph. He requires some hormone injections prior to his radiation therapy for the prostate cancer, and he's consulting with his doctor to find a local provider to administer the injections, and it's going to, I said we would consider doing that when additional information becomes available. He's going to get that from his provider, period.